Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
A listener who's based in the Midwest and trying to move house, our bids aren't being accepted because we're up against cash buyers. We're not the only one in this situation. We have a buyer for our house, but how can we move if we can't buy somewhere? This has to add to the issues of supply. And always when the market heats up, you have this problem of people who are mortgage approved or who have sold a house and they're waiting for that to go through, up against the cash buyers. Another one, I moved from the city to rural Ireland 6 years ago for financial reasons. Worst decision I ever made. I regret it every day, but now I'm trapped because of the housing crisis. Be really, really sure, everyone, before leaping to the country. Yeah, you see, you're sold the ideal, but there for somebody, it didn't work out. Keep those messages coming in. It's such an interesting topic, the way the dynamic is changing. And the government is examining the introduction of a bank holiday between now and the end of the year as part of a pandemic bonus. Plans are at an advanced stage to have a day to recognise the contribution of frontline workers and to remember those who died from COVID. And I'm joined on the line now by Aoife Moore, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Good morning, Aoife.
Good morning, Claire.
So all of this began as a way of recognising the staff who went above and beyond over the past 18 months. But if everyone gets the extra day off, it's not really a bonus, is it, for the healthcare workers and the frontline staff?
Yeah, it appears to be. It'll be a mix of things. You know, the Examiner, we had a story last week saying that a one-off reward bonus to acknowledge the efforts of frontline workers is being finalised and will probably be announced next month in the budget. And we know now that a bank holiday could be part of that. Plans are at an advanced stage. Sources confirmed to us last night that the bank holiday will be announced as part of the budget. However, the bank holiday itself may not even be until the spring of next year. Something, you know, bank holidays are always brought up. We have a lot less bank holidays than other European countries. I think we only have 9. Other European countries have up to 12. So it is something that has been mooted for quite a while. But I think the government thinks that this is probably the best way and the easiest way to kind of reward everyone. And it would mean, you know, although they are talking about a one-off bonus for frontline workers in terms of health or the civil service, but the bank holiday would kind of be for everyone and it'd be a day to recognise their contribution and then remember those who died from COVID-19 as well.
So the bank holiday would happen. Everybody would benefit from that. So then you have to have an additional measure then to recognise the people who worked on the front line. And that's the sticky bit, because we saw over the weekend that there are a number of different groups now, sectors vying to be included in any bonus days or payment that would be given.
Yeah, and this is where the government's going to run into issues. You know, we had the Taoiseach last week saying he agreed, he thought there should be some kind of bonus for healthcare workers, but he said, you know, there were people in, say, for instance, the Department of Social Protection who worked. You know, there was a lot of complicated stuff that had to be done with the PUP payments and everything else. So this is where they're going to run into issues. You know, we've seen over the weekend that the Gardaí now want involved, and then someone in government said to me, well, if the Gardaí want involved, then what do you do about prison officers? So there is a lot of people who will be vying. And then the other part of it is frontline workers are not just people who work for the government or in healthcare. You know, there are people, they're cleaners, there are people who worked in supermarkets throughout the pandemic and put themselves at risk. And the Taoiseach did say that he would like some kind of buy-in from the private sector, you know, from companies to say, to give their staff a thank you as well. But I think whatever way it shakes out now in the next few weeks, and I'm sure it'll be leaked long before the budget, but whatever way it shakes out, I do think we're going to get into a stage where there's going to be someone who's left behind. I don't think we'll get to where everyone's going to be happy.
Because even when you look at the health sector, there are people who work in private healthcare, nursing homes, who were on the front line, very much on the front line, in really traumatic situations. I mean, surely they would have to be recognised if there was a recognition of those in the public healthcare system.
Exactly, and that's what I think the Taoiseach was getting at when he said he wanted buy-in from the private sector. However, you know, the private sector, these businesses are will also be having had a hard time throughout the pandemic. Everyone, you know, has spent a lot of money already, and they are under no, they don't have to do it if they don't want to. This is the thing. So yeah, it would be nice, you know, if you could get these big companies, not even big companies, any companies to buy into it. But if they don't have the money, they don't have the money. And it is going to get to a stage where some people are going to get it and some people aren't. And it will be, you know, people who have risked their lives, you know, as you said, people in private nursing homes and everything else and worked the whole way through the pandemic. But it'll just be, I think it'll get to the stage where it'll be left up to the company and the government will eventually have to leave people out because we know that they can't afford it. They're already talking about the billions that it would cost to give people this one-off bonus. You know, we saw how much it cost in the north when they gave it to the nurses as well. So yeah, this will all be shaken out in the next couple of weeks, but I'm sure we'll hear a lot about it before it is published.
Aoife, to go back to the bank holiday, you said there earlier that it looks as though it might come in spring. Now, there's debate, hot, frantic debate, even in our own office about when this bank holiday should fall. But are you saying that logistically it mightn't be in place until next spring anyway, so we can forget about it in 21?
Yeah, I spoke to someone in government last night and they basically said, yeah, it's most likely it's going to happen. However, they haven't got a date yet set for it. The kind of feeling was that if it was in the run-up to Christmas, people are already, you know, taking time off for Christmas anyway. Everyone's full of merry and bright, so there mightn't be much point. And they said that spring had been mooted as maybe when it would happen. So there's no exact date for it. It will be announced around the budget, but there's no exact date of when the bank holiday will be.
Oh, sure. Listen, it makes perfect sense to have it in the spring because that run from Christmas to Easter, when St. Patrick's Day falls in the middle of the week and we don't get a Monday, that's a long old run. That's a perfect place to have it, around February time.
I was even thinking like 3 weeks into January, like when you're at that real level of depression, 3 weeks into January, that would be the perfect time to get the Monday off work.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea either. Even this, though, it's going to be hard to pin down the right date, isn't it?
Yeah, they'll have to try and find somewhere, you know, in between two other bank holidays that isn't going to disrupt too much. I think, you know, like, it's all well and good saying we'll give everybody a new bank holiday, but like everything else, the government, there'll be somebody who's not happy about it. But I think, you know, it has been talked about for a long time that we do not get enough bank holidays in this country compared to our European countries, and they had wanted to bring us, you know, a bit more in level with that. So I think it's kind of two birds with one stone for the government, but I think it's good news regardless if we're all getting journalists don't get bank holidays, but for everybody else, I'm happy for them.
Yeah, you're the third week in January. That's your pick. Mine is February, and 51551 for our listeners' suggestions. Aoife, thanks very much. Aoife Moore, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. On another health-related matter, I'm joined on the line by Eoin Reardon, who's Labour TD for Dublin Bay North, and we'll get your views in a moment on the bank holiday, Eoin. But in relation to reports over the weekend that Beaumont Hospital has deployed 26 frontline staff to non-frontline duties because they declined to be vaccinated is what we're hearing. And you believe there needs to be an investigation into why they're refusing vaccinations.
I think it's highly concerning, Claire, as a local representative. I would consider these numbers to be quite concerning. There's an issue with vaccine hesitancy across society. I'm just reading today in the Irish Times a tracker survey poll that shows that 13% of younger people between 18 and 34 are saying that they're vaccine hesitant, and 8% are flatly refusing, saying they're going to flatly refuse a vaccine. So that's concerning. But then that's wider society. But within the healthcare setting, we would have assumed that this wouldn't be an issue. But in Beaumont Hospital, which is a local hospital to me in Dublin Bay North, you have 186 workers in total, 49 nursing staff. So the hospital has has acted and has redeployed 26 frontline staff. But, you know, within that, there's higher numbers of nursing staff clearly who haven't been redeployed, or maybe we just don't know if they haven't, and other workers as well. So something has gone radically wrong here, and I think we need to find out the reasons why. I'm reluctant to go down the road or talking about, you know, mandatory vaccination. I think that would be counterproductive, but there has to be some kind of a policy in place or a procedure in place that has worked between the unions and between hospital management and the HSC to encourage workers to get their vaccines, to counter any sort of misinformation that may be going around a workplace, and to ensure that everybody can have full confidence in their local hospital.
But the hospitals are encouraging people to be vaccinated, and I know that a number of hospitals have programs in place to encourage vaccination. I mean, if you go beyond that, you are into mandatory vaccination, aren't you?
Well, there's a balancing of rights here. There's a balancing of the personal rights and the freedom the person has to make their own decisions about their own health, but they have a wider responsibility. The wider rights that people are going to use Beaumont Hospital to be absolutely certain that people are going to come in contact with have taken all the protections they possibly can to keep everybody else safe. So there is a balancing of rights. But however, when you have figures such as 186 workers, and not taking vaccines and they're working in the healthcare setting, well, then I think an investigation into the reasons behind that will be warranted. And I think if there aren't proper procedures and policies in place, then we need to obviously get them in place. I can understand where the INMO were coming from originally. They were saying that this, you know, they didn't predict this to be a problem. You know, they wanted to be the first in line to get vaccines, and they did say that any kind of mandate will be counterproductive, and I can accept where they're coming from. However, I think in this instance, clearly something has gone wrong. It needs to be investigated, and we need to sort of weed out the reasons as to why people are being so hesitant when they're working in a hospital that is dealing with COVID on the front line.
Okay, and we have a statement from Beaumont Hospital which says all current frontline healthcare staff at Beaumont Hospital are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. At present, 26 frontline healthcare staff have been temporarily redeployed for protective measures. Now, on to the bank holiday. I'm getting very many messages, Aon, on this. One listener says, we are a small hospitality business. Another bank holiday would cost us an extra €4,000 in that particular week on wages. We're already on our knees. How and why should we be expected to finance that? Are you in favour of an extra bank holiday, and when should it be?
I am, but I hope it's not just a once-off. I mean, we have 9 bank holidays in Ireland compared to the European average of 12. So certainly I think we need a few more. I wouldn't want this to be just a kind of a reward for what was done over the course of the pandemic. I think we need to divorce out the two issues. We need to look properly at the pay and conditions of those in the public and private sector. We have to realise the fact that Ireland is a low-wage economy. 23% of Irish workers are in low pay. We need to look about those issues rather than just a once-off post-COVID sort of thank you message. If we're going to have bank holidays, let's make them a feature in the calendar. I think people would appreciate that, but certainly I think we need to divorce out the two issues, because it's the long-term paying conditions of workers, private and public sector, which is of interest to the Labour Party, not just a once-off thank you.
Okay. Aon O'Riordan for the Labour Party, thank you for joining us this morning. The bank holiday should coincide with the school half-term, says Frank. St. Bridget's Day or weekend would be a perfect time, says another. But this listener, I'm self-employed and I see bank holidays not as a reward, but as a day less to earn a living that week or month. So bank holidays do not deliver a financial bonus to me, and I worked all through the pandemic. 51551, are you in favour of the bank holiday? When should it fall?
Email todaycb@rte.ie.